This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon has ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan airport attack amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Suicide bombers attacked the airport during the chaotic Afghan pullout by U.S. forces, killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghans. At least one service member who was wounded said he was never interviewed and might have been able to stop the attackers. Central Command's top general has now ordered that roughly two dozen more troops be interviewed to see if those who were not part of the original probe have new or different information. Officials say this does not reopen the Biden administration's investigation of the bombing, which said the attack was not preventable and turned up no advance ID of a possible attacker. Still, congressional critics are likely to seize on the interviews as proof the administration bungled not just the pullout, but the attack's probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks on North Korea providing arms to Russia for use against Ukraine have continued to advance after a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Friday.
Our view has been before the visit and after the visit that talks about the provision of weapons by North Korea to Russia to kill Ukrainians have been advancing and continue to advance.
Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and to drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea, which was formed in 1948 with the backing of the then Soviet Union. For Putin, courting Kim allows him to needle Washington and its Asian allies while potentially securing a deep supply of artillery. This is VOA News. In an already repressive environment for media, female reporters and those from marginalized communities face even greater threats in Iran. Carmela Caruso has the story in this report narrated by VOA's Jessica Jarit.
Take Azal Abbasian, who identifies as non-binary. Abbasian faces regular questioning and harassment from Iranian authorities. Abbasian told VOA via email that Iran's society is extremely homophobic, and me, as an LGBTQI journalist and feminist, even got death threats via social media from Islamic Republic's cyber army. Kiran Nazish, founding director of the Coalition for Women in Journalism, says online campaigns are a serious threat for journalists in Iran and those who go into exile.
There are a lot of Iranian journalists, bloggers, analysts, human rights defenders, lawyers, attorneys who have been speaking, feminists who had been speaking more last year, but we saw a very effective online smear campaigns against these journalists.
The threat of arrest and online harassment has only increased since the mass protests in 2022 over the death of a young Kurdish woman in police custody. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to VOA's request for comment. For Carmela Caruso, Jessica Jarit, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of climate activists around the world are marching, chanting, and protesting to call for an end to the burning of planet-warming fossil fuels as the globe suffers dramatic weather extremes. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The protests, driven by several mostly youth-led local and global climate groups and organizations, including Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement, is taking place in dozens of countries and in hundreds of cities worldwide. In Berlin, protesters chant, "We're here, we're loud, because you're stealing our future." One climate activist in Berlin tells the AP the federal government is doing far too little against the climate crisis and at the same time is doing too little to protect and support people. Over the past few months, Earth broke its daily average heat record several times. According to one metric, July was the hottest month ever on record, and the Northern Hemisphere summer was declared the hottest too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine said on Friday that it had recaptured the devastated eastern village of Andriivka, setting the stage for further advances on the southern flank of Bakhmut, the city that fell into Russian hands in May after months of heavy fighting. Kyiv's troops were securing their foothold in the area, while Russian forces suffered significant casualties and lost equipment, the Ukrainian general staff said in a morning report. The village of Andriivka lies south of Bakhmut, the site of the fiercest and longest battle since the invasion by Russia in February last year. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.